بعد ثمرة من كسب طيب ولا يقبل الله إلا الطيب إن الله يقبلها بيمينه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person that gives out in charity to the extent of one date from halal earnings. The main thing here is a person is giving out charity, but his charity is from halal income. لا يقبل الله إلا الطيب. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept anything but that which is pure. Meaning if it's pure, it's clean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. Something that is dirty, something that is unclean. Naturally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's zat is pure and clean, free from every type of defect. So how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept something that is not halal? So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts something that is clean, tayyib, pure. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. The word of the hadith is with his right hand. What is meant is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it happily, willingly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it in a manner that he likes it. ثُمَّ يُرَبِّيهَا لِصَاحِبِهَا كَمَا يُرَبِّي أَحَدُكُمْ فَلُوهُ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes this thing to grow. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining like how one of you causes his foal to grow. A baby horse, a female horse is called a foal. Now generally a person takes a lot of care of it. People that got horses, a baby, small baby, they look after it, they take care of it, they nurture it, they cause it to grow because it's very valuable. So like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes it to grow until this thing now is big, this horse is big. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining how that one date person has given, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes it to grow and magnify as far as sawab is concerned. Hatta takuna mithla al-jabal. Until this thing now becomes the size of a mountain. So imagine the reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. Yesterday I mentioned that a person has got excess money, excess funds, what he wants to do, he wants to invest, and he wants to invest in some investment that will give him good returns. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that remember this is also one avenue of investment, and the returns here is not just 10%, 15%, not even 100%. 100% means you give one date, you'll get another date. 200% means you give one date, you're getting two dates. Yeah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying you're giving one date, you're getting a whole mountain full of dates in return. This is the return that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give you, whether you are willing to take the plunge and invest. This is what is required by us, that we should have yakin in these words. We've got some excess funds, now consider investing for akhirat also. Today's hadith, Nabi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, bainama rajulun yamshi bifalatin min al-ard. This hadith shows us that when a person does Allah's work, a person who takes care of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of him in unknown, unexpected manners, unexpected ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of a person's need. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, once there was a man that was walking in the desert land. فَسَمِعَ سُوتًا فِي سَحَابَةٍ إِسْقِ حَدِيقَةَ فُلَانٍ. While he was walking in this desert land, he heard a sound coming from the cloud. And what the sound was saying, that go and water the orchard of such and such a person. Go and water the orchard of such and such a person. So naturally, this surprised him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put malaika in charge of the winds, malaika in charge of the clouds, etc. So this is the sound that he heard, the sound of the malaika. That go and water the garden or the orchard of such and such a person. So this caught his attention. فَتَنَحَّى ذَلِكَ السَّحَابُ فَأَفْرَغَ مَاءَهُ فِي حَرَّةٍ. Then after that he noticed, after the sound that he heard, that this particular cloud moved away. And it went in a certain direction, and it emptied all its water on a rocky land. فَإِذَا شَرْجَةٌ مِنْ تِلْكَ الشَّرَاجِ قَدْ اسْتُوْعَبَدْ ذَلِكَ الْمَاءَ كُلَّهُ. Then he saw that this sharja, there was a canal that suddenly came up, a pathway that suddenly came in tilka shiraji, from that channel, suddenly a channel formed now. This water all poured down onto rocky land. A channel formed and it collected all the water, and now the water was flowing in a certain direction. So this caught his attention now even more. فَتَتَّبِعَ الْمَاءَ. Then what this person did is he followed the direction of the water to see, now where is this water going? فَإِذَا رَجُلٌ قَائِمٌ فِي حَدِيقَةٍ يُحَوِّلُ الْمَاءَ بِمِسْحَاتِهِ. Then he saw that now when his water is going, at the end of this water there was one man there with a spade. And now he was channeling the water into his garden, into his orchard, according to where he wanted the channels of water to go. With his spade now he was channeling this water. فَقَالَ لَهُ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ مَسْمُكَ. So he said, Oh Abdullah means, oh the servant of Allah, what's your name? So the first question he's asking that person there with the spade, what is your name? فقال فلان للاسم الذي سمع في السحابة. So this person replied his name, he gave his name, and it was exactly the same name that he heard from the cloud. So this caught his attention now even more, that this is exactly the same name that the cloud, that he heard the sound saying, go water the garden of such and such a person. It was that man's name. فَقَالَ لَهُ يَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ لِمَ تَسَلُنِي عَنْ إِسْمِي. Now the person that was asked the question, he also got surprised. Why are you coming and asking me my name? So he asked him, why did you ask me my name? فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَمِعْتُ صَوْتًا فِي السَّحَابِ الَّذِي هَذَا مَاؤُهُ. He said, I heard a sound coming from the cloud, the same cloud that brought this water now to you. I heard that cloud asking. I heard your name in that cloud, the same name. يَقُولُ إِسْقِي حَدِيقَةَ فُلَانٍ لِإِسْمِكَ. And it said that, go and water the garden of a person with your name, exactly your name. فَمَا تَصْنَعُ فِيهَا. Tell me, what is your secret? What is your secret that all the way this cloud came, it poured water, it came right to you? What is your secret? فَقَالَ أَمَا إِذَا قُلْتَ هَذَا. So this person replied, now that you ask me, I'll tell you. Otherwise, generally, people don't mention their secrets. They don't like to brag and they boast. Because you're asking me, I'll tell you what I do. فَإِنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَى مَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. He said, I estimate what the produce of my orchard will be. So I estimate this is so much produce I'm going to get. فَأَتَصَدَّقُ بِثُلُثِهِ. I take one third and I give it in charity. One third of the produce I estimate and I give in charity. وَأَكُلُ وَأَنَا وَعِيَالِي ثُلُثًا. So he said, I eat, أَنَا وَعِيَالِي ثُلُثًا. I eat and my family, we eat from one third. One third in charity, I myself and my family, we eat from charity. وَأُرُدُّ فِيهَا ثُلُثًا. رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمْ. And he said, the last one third, what I do is I reinvest it back in the business. So one third in charity, one third I use for myself and my family, and one third I reinvest back in the business. That is my policy. And because of this policy that he had, such a beautiful policy, unknown sources, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made intizam to bring the water right to his garden. He didn't need to do any kind of artificial irrigation, anything else. Allah Pak brought that water to him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of bringing these good qualities of charity in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of all our needs, inshaAllah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.